Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back here on New Highland with Danae King from the Columbus Dispatch, religion immigration reporter. How's it going today?
Great. Doing good, other than the rain, which I hope goes away soon.
Yes. I'm off today. I'm glad to be working from home, too, because it's all that rain. I'm like, there's no way I'm going out. And my family who goes to school all gave me scowls because they're like, well, we have to go out. I'm like, sorry. You should do what I do. It was fun. But hey, I read your story. It came out Monday, December 6th in the Dispatch, talking about a soccer program at Hilltop. Tell me what you know about the soccer program, because it sounds like it's got a higher calling than just a soccer program for people in the area.
Yeah, it's really great. So the backstory is a few years ago, a Muslim nonprofit called My Project USA, which is based in the Hilltop on Columbus's west side, started this soccer program, and it's called Hilltop Tigers Soccer. But the idea is more than just, you know, playing the game of soccer. It's really about, you know, giving these kids a positive outlet. You know, the Wedgwood Village Apartments, which is a community in the Hilltop, had the highest rate of crime. It was like the deadliest area in the city in 2017. And it's an apartment complex where a lot of Somali refugees live. And so there's a lot of kids running around, and the idea is that they can really get into trouble. You know, if there's nothing to do and there's no constructive activity, you know, they end up getting involved in gangs and violence and maybe even drugs and things like that. So the idea with the soccer program is it's really kind of cool. The coach grew up there himself, and he drives around in this van, and he picks up all the kids, and they go and they play soccer. And, you know, they have to keep their grades up to be in it. And they also just get kind of this great experience where they have mentorship from the coaches and their friends are involved. And so, you know, the founder of the nonprofit, Zirka Abid, says, you know, it's not just a soccer program. It really changes these kids' lives. And so I got to kind of experience that and see a little bit about how it impacts these children.
Okay, so they get picked up and they go and they just play a soccer game, whoever's there. Is that what it sounds like?
So there's like, I think about 150 kids involved right now. And so some of them get picked up and they go to the soccer field, and others, you know, will make their way there themselves. And they practice every single day, except right now, actually, because they couldn't afford a soccer facility indoors. And now that they have the money raised, they're all booked up. So, but the idea is that they would practice every single day just to keep these kids kind of out of trouble and in something constructive. And yeah, so they do drills, but they actually play games and they win. They win championships. They're actually really, you know, well awarded. So they're practicing every day, but on the weekends they play in tournaments and they play in leagues and win against other teams.
It's got to be great for the Hilltop area, because, you know, it's been reported with the Dispatch that, you know, it's a tough area. You know, there's been crime issues there over the years. But the thing I like, not just from a Dispatch, but from the Hilltop side, is we're seeing progress, and we've done a lot of reporting, and it's been great to see the progress being done in the Hilltop area to providing answers and hope, including the soccer program.
Yeah, there's a lot of different people kind of working in that area, including people from city council and other city agencies. And also Zirka, who I mentioned, you know, she founded this Muslim nonprofit, My Project USA. And they actually, I wrote about them a few months ago because they just opened up a free food market with the local food bank and a youth empowerment center where, you know, there's a reading literacy program out of it and, you know, and some a clothing store and things like that. So, you know, there's things are improving, but, you know, I think that there's still a lot of work to be done for the people in the Hilltop.
It sounds like, I know you've written a story, kind of talk about some of the concerns they've had. They're looking to get more funding, and obviously there's a lot going on in Columbus that needs to be funded. They haven't gotten that funding they want so far. It sounds like even though they haven't got funding yet, at least they're kind of coming in to the city's radar. I'm wondering if it's going to help them down the road as they continue to seek funding for their program.
Yeah, I really think that's the hope. You know, Zirka has been really talking to city leaders, and there's a lot of city and state leaders and county leaders who really support this program. You know, in the article, I talked to City Councilwoman Elizabeth Brown, who's a big supporter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she has not been able to respond to the latest funding request just because she said she's got to kind of do her due diligence on that. But, you know, she's been a supporter of the program for a long time. So is Judge Lachelle Stroud. There's even some state representatives and other lawmakers who really support this program. So it's got broad support. It just, you know, it sounds like it really needs more funding. And the hope, the dream kind of Zirka is that they get their own indoor soccer facility, so they're not at the mercy of somebody else. But that's a big funding request. So, but yeah, I think you're right. They're definitely kind of on the radar of the city. And I think hopefully there will be some kind of partnership there.
Well, and maybe there's another place to go too if the city isn't able to help right away. So, I mean, you know, like you said, there's some state people interested in other stuff. So, all right. Well, very good. I like the program. It's neat to see that groups are making a dedicated effort to, you know, help some of the issues down there, which I think is a really great thing. So, and you might say, man, I never heard about this program. You know, how did I hear more? Well, you know what I'm going to say. You know, support local journalism. From the support that we receive from local journalism, it helps people like Danae to go out and cover stories like this, to talk about the help that's going on. I know a lot of people sit there and say, well, the Hilltop, everyone says it's a bad area. Well, we report on the crime down there, of course, but at the same time, supporting local journalism helps us try to figure out what's happening and what help is being offered and to really bring in some of these programs to light. So the best way you can support local journalism is, you know, if you want to buy a print subscription, that's great. But we're also promoting digital subscriptions. You can get 24/7 news, up-to-the-minute news about Columbus, the state, and around the world from dispatch.com. If you go on the website, go to the upper right-hand corner, click subscribe. There's a lot of great deals to try out dispatch.com, like $1 for 3 or 6 months. So check that out, and we hope to hear more from programs like this.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.